The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. A new report is raising dire concerns about the Mounties' ability to investigate national security files. The RCMP's Management Advisory Board spent more than a year studying the force's federal policing program and warns Canadian safety is at risk if things don't change. Catherine Tunney reports.
During both elections, we looked at all potential areas of concern.
That's Deputy Commissioner Mark Flynn testifying earlier this month at the Foreign Interference Inquiry. As head of federal policing for the RCMP, he oversees some of the most complex investigations in Canada, from Chinese interference to money laundering to terrorism. But a report recently obtained by CBC suggests the RCMP's ability to stay on top of those files is eroding. The RCMP's Management Advisory Board, an independent external oversight body, says federal policing is so understaffed and so underfunded, it's now at a critical stage. The report goes on to say, without major changes, public safety is at risk. Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc was not made available for an interview. In a statement, a spokesperson says the government will work with the RCMP to make sure it has enough resources. Catherine Tunney, CBC News, Ottawa.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing. He's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Blinken's trying to work out areas of disagreement like Taiwan, Russia, and trade.
I look forward in these discussions to being very clear, very direct about the areas where we have differences and where the United States stands. And I have no doubt you will do the same on behalf of China. But I underscore again, it's important that we do that.
Xi says China's happy to see the U.S. prosper, adding the two countries should be partners instead of rivals, as well saying many issues need to be worked out. TikTok is not on the block, so says its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. The social media platform is facing a U.S. ban over security concerns. In Canada, it's prohibited on government-owned devices, but there's no word yet whether it will be banned here. In the U.S., students have been ramping up demonstrations on college campuses, some supporting Israel, others supporting Palestinians. Steve Futterman has the latest from Los Angeles.
On the UCLA campus, there were several brief confrontations and clashes between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protesters. There was pushing along with some nasty words, but not much more than that. UCLA officials for the moment appear to be willing to allow the encampment to remain in place as long as things remain peaceful. Marie Salem is one of the pro-Palestinian protesters. She says UCLA must end all economic and academic dealings with Israel.
We are really focused on our demands, and we really know that we can get that done, and we will not leave there until we get it done.
That school is largely on a lockdown now. Its encampment has been completely removed. Only those authorized are allowed to enter the campus. And the school has also canceled next month's main graduation ceremony, saying there are safety concerns. Steve Futterman for CBC News, Los Angeles.
Alberta is launching a program that will allow nurse practitioners to provide primary care to patients similar to general physicians. Comes as many Albertans struggle to find a family doctor. This initiative is meant to alleviate that strain. Health Minister Adriana LaGrange says nurse practitioners will be able to open their own practices or practice autonomously in existing clinics.
So what we're looking to do here is really make sure that the nurse practitioners have a model that is sustainable, that allows them to do the great work that they're able to do, take on their own patients. It's the first of its kind in Canada, is my understanding.
The province says nurse practitioners must meet a number of requirements, including providing after-hours access on weekends, evenings, or holidays. That is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.